Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. coronavirus vaccination campaign is now underway. Healthcare workers were among the first to receive the vaccine on Monday. A U.S. government spokeswoman said pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and partners delivered the frozen vials to 141 of the 145 targeted locations during day one of the rollout. Healthcare facilities in American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the North Mariana Islands, and Guam are still awaiting supplies. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments and provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the path forward is unclear as congressional leaders and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding, possibly by a targeted deadline of midnight Friday, to deliver the completed package to President Donald Trump. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the closure of many of the country's beaches to fight a resurgence of COVID-19 infections heading toward the Christmas holiday. Ramaphosa on Monday announcing an extended nighttime curfew and increased restrictions on sales of alcohol, which will now be available Monday to Thursday between 10 and 6 p.m. Ramaphosa also extended a nighttime curfew from 11 p.m. until 4 a.m., and restaurants and bars must close at 10 p.m.